Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, top of the week to you, Emmanuel Faith. This is Scott Smith with Monday's devotional. I called it Wrong Way Leadership. Controlling, domineering, authoritarian. These are just a few of the words that some in current leadership circles use to describe an effective leader. And what's even worse is that these are words that some in the church use to describe an effective leader. We know this to be historically true because Diotrephes embodies them and because there is a church full of people following him. We know this to be true today because we can look around the evangelical world and read stories of pastors and church boards living by these same standards and values. What was true of some back then is true of some today. So what does Diotrephes do that is so wrong? How does he exhibit wrong way leadership? Perhaps his main error is stated best in verse 9 when John writes, quote, "But Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will not welcome us," close quote. In five simple words, John lets us know that Diotrephes is not a servant leader, and he's therefore not modeling the way of Jesus. But what is the way of Jesus? In Mark 10:45, he says, and I quote, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many," close quote. This is a quite remarkable statement considering, number one, Jesus doesn't have a lot of followers at this point in his life, and number two, he has all the power in the world. Let me just insert here that there's a few things to think about from Mark 10:45, and it's this. Number one, do good leaders have to have a lot of followers to be good leaders? Now, that depends. Is leadership based on influence or is it based on followers? We all may not have followers, but we all have influence. And number two, what do you do with the power that you have? Do you draw on it to impose your will on people, or do you lay it aside and serve them in love? The pull and draw of the world that you're about to go into today will entice you to a wrong way kind of leadership. Let the words of Jesus draw you back and redirect you to focus on leading well by serving the people he has given you to influence. As you head on out of here, one question I have for you is this. Who is one person that you can serve today, and how will you do it? I'm Pastor Scott Smith, and I'll see you along the way.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.